Today on Building the Bakken.
Over the last 5.5 years, our business inbound and out of your state has grown by 144%. So let me say that again. 5.5 years, 144%.
You're 100% committed. There's nothing past 100%. And thankfully, in this nation, we don't turn our wife and kids over as security for our debts.
We've got 150 economic development projects in North Dakota. So if anybody thought that you all were putting the wall up and no more business, well, there's 150 new businesses coming to North Dakota that on our railroad alone.
It's ironic because a lot of people are still very convinced that wired, hardwired is superior to wireless. But I have yet to discover a self-healing wire.
You know, you can take a hardworking American out of any community and you can come to North Dakota and find a job.
There are no unemployment problems in North Dakota, as I know I'm speaking to the choir.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing, been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
With that, I bring in Senator Thune from Washington, D.C., Senator of South Dakota. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Jason. Good to be with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with Brian Lash, CEO of Target Logistics, Matt Rose, Executive Chairman of BNSF Railway, Glenn Mann of Oleum Tech, and a feature on the Young Guns of the Bakken, young entrepreneurs making successful runs out in the Bakken oil fields. For that feature, we'll talk with Travis Jordan, President of Montana RigMat, and Tyson Olson, CEO of Mirror Image Environmental Solutions. But first, I'd like to direct your attention to our latest feature story featured in the Bakken Breakout magazine, distributed and published by the Bismarck Tribune. This article I penned explores North Dakota's next boom, capitalism. I invite you folks to read that story online or pick up a copy of the Bakken Breakout magazine. To see our entire media network, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For past shows and podcasts, visit our website, buildingthebakken.com, or subscribe to our iTunes service. All that information, of course, is linked up at our website. Building the Bakken is an educational and informational news magazine program dedicated to the Bakken oil fields. Covering business, life, and culture, Building the Bakken could not produce a weekly radio show, columns, feature stories, photography, live events, and other educational programs without the help of our sponsors. Building the Bakken would like to thank MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Montana RigMat, Montana's original rig mat company. Montana RigMat, better prices, better mats. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. And the Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life. For more information, visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Montana RigMat, and the Crude Life for allowing this educational program, Building the Bakken, to continue.
So thank each soldier.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this next segment, Bakken Housing, we talk with the CEO of Target Logistics, Brian Lash.
Brian Lash, founder and chairman, Target Logistics.
What do you make of the Bakken, just as a 5,000-foot view from your perspective and your background? As far as maybe where do you see it going in your industry, but also overall? Because you do talk to a lot of very key people in the industry.
Well, I'd like to find the next Bakken, but I don't know if it exists, because this, for us, in a great way, was a perfect storm. You have a lot of oil, you have good oil, it's efficient and economical to mine. You have a region of the United States that's fairly desolate with very little infrastructure and very cold. That adds up to a huge demand for life support, quality life support, or otherwise known as remote workforce housing. In Texas, there's a lot of oil, but there's also a lot of infrastructure, lots of small towns, lots of fast food, lots of small motels and apartment complexes, and you can actually sleep in an RV if you wanted to and make it through the winter. So, as far as our growth here in the Bakken goes, we're very happy with our current position. We've probably got 60-70% market share. We have over 4,200 bedrooms here in North Dakota. We're running over 90%. We are very proud of what we've accomplished, but I still think there's some growth. We have some clients we're talking to about maybe expanding a few locations, but simultaneously we have some locations that are getting smaller, because we had the gigantic facility we built for Hess with 1,100 rooms and 100 slot RV park, and that was for their gas plant, which is now done. So that's our only lodge that's not full, really, in North Dakota. So we're moving slower, but we still see a little bit of growth. I think we could grow another 10% in the Bakken in the next 12 to 24 months, or we may not grow at all. But we're certainly not going to shrink, because we are almost full.
How many locations do you have now in North Dakota?
In North Dakota, I think we have 11.
11? Former Governor Schaefer sits on the board of directors for Continental Resources. He talks about, he's spoken to me about how changing some of the regulations and the tax laws allowed that oil and gas movement to cross borders from Canada into the United States. Canada and the United States have some different rules and regulations. How does that play into your particular industry? I've heard that Canada almost welcomes these manufactured crew camps, temporary crew camps, almost with open arms. What do you make about the relationship or the regulation differences between Canada and the United States?
Canada is more accepting of workforce housing than almost all the communities in America that do have oil or minerals. It's more of a way of life, particularly in the oil sands. And on a self-serving basis, I'd like to see a little more support for what we do, because we are necessary to allow the economic growth and to prevent a real estate bubble from popping. If Williston and other communities keep building to meet what they think is an endless demand, there will come a reckoning. Workforce housing can be the band-aid.
And that was Brian Lash, the CEO of Target Logistics. For full-length interview or other Bakken housing interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com.
Well, don't say goodbye, because I'm gonna see you next time, maybe in a year, singing your